Hey, Rich, thanks for the second email. Here's the answers to your questions. Number one, as a vegan, do you ever incorporate foods like fish or eggs in your diet? No, I don't eat anything that's considered not vegan, I guess, unless honey. Sometimes friends and I have teased and called ourselves vegan, B-E-E-G-A-N. But other than that, no fish or no eggs. Number two, how do you get enough protein in your diet as a vegan? This was one of my main concerns and reasons I'm not completely vegan yet. Please share your thoughts on how much protein people need and if you feel you can get enough from being vegan, especially if they are trying to gain muscle. Well, I believe, contrary to popular world belief, is that we are in no sort of shortage for protein. We get enough protein from greens, and I also believe that there's a bit of a myth about protein in bodybuilding and putting on muscle and stuff like that. A lot of times people who get into a lot of protein and workout powders usually are filling themselves up with a lot of whey. Their muscles aren't even legit. They're actually usually the body's just a bit more inflamed, and you kind of just see that as muscles. So I'm not into that. I believe that we can have a healthy diet just off of fruits and vegetables. And you can tell by looking at all of the vegan bodybuilders out there who are amazing and who've gotten their bodies really big off of just a vegan diet. So I believe that the protein idea is a bit of a myth. I've never met anybody personally that's been struggling from not eating enough protein. I'd probably say most of us haven't. Number three, how has your life changed since losing the weight, and how long has it been since you reached your lowest weight? Well, I started, I believe it's been about 8 years ago, and then I lost half my body weight within 2 years, so 200 pounds within 2 years' time, 100 pounds the first year and 100 pounds the second year. And that was 6 years ago, and my life's changed in every way imaginable, from confidence to relationships to jobs to life experiences to overcoming fears and to really just appreciating life in a new way. A lot of times when I was overweight, I'd do a lot of hiding and staying home and never going out in the sun because it was too hot and I didn't want to sweat, and really just not participating in life. And so this has changed all of that around, and I feel amazing. Number four, do you eat 100% organic foods, or do you occasionally eat conventional if organic isn't available? I definitely don't eat 100% organic. I try to eat as much as possible. A lot of times I don't bother with things that have skins like bananas or avocados. But for the most part, I do eat as much organic as possible. But if there isn't, or if I'm out at a restaurant, a lot of times there isn't. Then I won't. But again, it's always putting in as much as possible as I can find. Number five, lastly, for our CT readers, I know that you are from Connecticut. What do you miss about our state? Well, one of the things that I definitely miss is the woods. I love being in the woods. I love feeling surrounded by the woods. It's a real place of freedom for me. When I first started losing weight, I'd go hiking in the woods. And that's when I really sort of found myself. I'd, you know, see what it was like to be there, you know, alone, and see what it's like to really just like break a sweat. I mean, I really didn't exercise my whole life, and just hiking through the woods and going faster and quicker. And I always just felt so comforted by being there. So if there was anything, I'd say I really miss hiking through the woods. So thanks so much for the opportunity, Rich, and I hope you have a great day.